maybe it's on now. Okay. So thank you very much, Mr. Figueres, for the introduction. And just to say that it's very much an honor to speak to this distinguished assembly, and the UNHCR and the expert group on refugee and IDP statistics is very grateful for this opportunity. Maybe a little introduction. What is EGRIS? What is the expert group on refugee and IDP statistics? It was established in 2016 by the UN Statistical Commission. It was tasked to develop internationally agreed upon standards for data and statistics on refugees and internally displaced persons. The standards or recommendations for statistics on refugees were finalized in 2018 and adopted by the General Assembly in the same year. The final draft for comparable recommendations and standards on IDPs is circulating now for adoption or endorsement in March of 2020. The expert group on refugee and IDP statistics members and contributors are from over 40 member states and some 15 organization and regional embodies, including the United Nations Children Fund, the International Organization for Migration, Paris 21, and the Economic Commission of Africa. But that's a very long list. Sorry, I won't go into it. There is a steering committee composed of the UN Statistical Division, TurkStat, the Joint IDP Profiling Service, JIPS, the World Bank, Statistics Norway, and UNHCR. So what do these recommendations cover? So what are they? They define categories for statistical reporting purposes that are based on the Refugee Convention and on the guiding principles for IDPs. The categories also reflect some national and regional considerations and experiences. They provide guidance on minimum reporting for on data on refugees and IDPs, methodologies for data collection and data management, as well as prioritization of well-being and integration measures that are aligned with, but of course not limited to, the SDG and the Agenda 2030. This is because we expect the recommendations, or we like to think that the recommendations will outlive the agenda, and there is a post-SDG data world. They also describe how the different parties engaged in data and statistics, including line ministries and international organizations, should collaborate. And as such, they are the first international comprehensive framework that addressing data and statistics issues for forcibly displaced persons. And they are equally relevant for humanitarian and development actors, for national and international bodies, as well as for governmental and non-governmental institutions. So why does this matter? Why do they matter to UNHCR, to those of us that are here today at the Global Refugee Forum, and to states? So I think that there's speak briefly to two reasons. The first relates to why standards matter and their overall contribution to decision-making and results. So as a quotation, Bjorn had lots of quotations, I'll go back to one of my colleagues who once said to our director in trying to convince us that investment in standard setting was worth it, it said, standards could set you free. So say I perhaps qualified, or perhaps freer is how I might say it in this case. But for the data experts and statistician, they are then freer to focus on the data, on getting the data results and working closely with data sources. For decision makers, they're freer to focus on the meaning of those results rather than questions about the figures themselves. And I think the comments we've had from both the Honduras and Kenya representatives on the panel indicate that they trusted the data that they received. By creating somewhat of a common framework, and it doesn't have to be a necessarily perfect framework, but one that is at least shared and accepted by many, this tension shifts from queries and it's sometimes disagreements about the data itself to questions of the causes, impacts, and hence the subsequent decisions and actions that need to be taken. So standards help to create a common, shared, and collectively known starting point, giving opportunities to arise for enhanced informed decision-making and less data-driven dissension. The second is about the increasing importance of engagement with national statistical systems when it comes to data, particularly relevant in the spirit of this forum. Refugees and IDPs are generally invisible within national statistical and data systems. There are, of course, exceptions. But this is for a variety of reasons. For example, the relevant data can be held within a line ministry or remain isolated from national institutions in the humanitarian community. Bringing refugees and internally displaced persons into the system is key to understanding how displaced people figure within the national context and for the relevant impact, needs, and opportunities to figure adequately in national planning. And I think we've heard that today. The data revolution has brought radical changes to the nature, volume, and methods to capture, process, and use data. This is particularly evident to date within the private sector. But the statistical community, which is essentially the heart and soul of the data community, has begun to fully embrace big data, citizen data, predictive analytics, nowcasting, open data, and transformations in the way that data and statistics are represented and made available. These advances, combined with those long-standing principles that underline the statistical community of independence, trust, and transparency, create what we like to think of as a sustainable data revolution that will continue to transform the scope and the relevance of the global, regional, and national statistical systems. So we also asked them, what are the challenges in relation to UNHCR in this work? And there are many known challenges in bringing evidence into decision and policymaking, and many of these are as relevant for displaced populations and displacement situations. But I'll speak closely, quickly about two. And I think it's interesting that the presentations beforehand indicated the value of doing this work. And so sometimes we may fear or not like what the data says about the situations in their host communities. And this is not uncommon, and UNHCR is very familiar with a lot of this. But the collaboration and commitment, as mentioned by our hosts as well, that are important drivers for this forum, starts when there's a shared understanding and ultimately an acknowledgement of the scope, dimensions, the magnitude, and the impact of forced displacement situations. And this is where the added value of data statistics comes to the dialogue that's taking place. And that's what we've heard so far. And I think we are challenged. We can't let the weight of myths that are perpetuated by the absence of evidence to become an insurmountable barrier to our collective better judgment, particularly undermining our responsibility to displaced people and the communities that host them. So this is why we need the courage and the commitment to work within an agreed set of data standards that were designed to facilitate transparency and trust, and that's transparency and trust required for evidence-informed decision-making to happen. Another potential particular challenge related to these recommendations has to do with the rates of change and expectations. These recommendations and standards will not bring an immediate expansion in data availability international or even within national statistical systems. We are actually witnessing a reduction in state reporting on refugee and asylum figures in the last few years. Statistical systems are often under-resourced, and national statistical bodies often lack the status needed to quickly drive change and lead the coordination necessary. UNHCR is new to working with national and international statistical bodies. But nonetheless, we see very positive signs, and even today, with governments such as Kenya and Honduras, they indicate that it is possible and that there is an effort in the use of their national statistical bodies to coordinate with others to become owners, to become contributors to this information. Morocco, Thailand, and Colombia are also taking great steps using the recommendations to advance their own work in working with data and across different partners. There has been the adoption of a refugee indicator into the SDG indicator framework that was agreed to in this October. There's generous funding that's being offered from the European Union for the implementation to support the implementation of the recommendations, as well as the invaluable partnership of the World Bank and the UNHCR Joint Data Center in taking this forward. So it is possible to advance. So thank you.